Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, October 29th, almost Halloween, and 2015, and it's I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, where the sun is shining as it does this time of year in Florida. It's just, it's a beautiful day today. What we're going to talk about something really delicious today. We're going to be talking about spice blends. And one of the things that I love about spice blends is that to put flavors together actually takes some finesse. And well-trained chefs can and experienced cooks can put those spices together in a way that tastes good and have the proper balance. But for those of us that aren't as experienced or knowledgeable, it's really nice to have a blend that tastes really good so that you can just sprinkle it on your food and it tastes Italian or Thai or Chinese or whatever. And so today my guest has made a series of spice blends with all organic spice ingredients. And so we're going to be talking about that. Her name is Deb Masterson, and she's the founder of Minnesota Nice Spice. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Deborah.
So nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. So I just want to tell my listeners that the first time I tried your spice blends, I just went, wow, because it had so much flavor. In comparison to other spices, I buy single spices and I've used some other spice blends, but yours really are powerful flavors.
Yes, thank you. A little bit goes a long way.
It does. It does. So how did you become interested in that they're all organic? What made you interested in organic?
Well, growing up, we always had an organic garden, and we would always grow our own herbs and dry them and mix them with spices and make our own spice blends for fun. And so as time went on, you get busy and have a lot of work to do, and lives are crazy. So looking in the stores, there aren't very many organic spice blends. And so I thought, well, this would be a good opportunity to put my skills of synthesizing herbs and spices and take advantage of that with my own recipes.
Yes. But what made you interested in the organic aspect of it? Why not just use non-organic ingredients?
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of herbs and spices come from all over the world, and they're tainted with chemicals and pesticides or are genetically modified. And I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't putting those things in my body. And people, the consumers out there really are becoming more aware the health effects of chemicals and the pesticides. And a lot of times the sterilization processes that are used out there include chemicals or radiation.
Well,
so it can be harmful.
Tell us more about that, because these are the kinds of things that we don't ever see on the label. One of the things that I talk about a lot on this show is that a lot of times there are toxic chemicals in the products that are not required to be on the label. Yet if you want it to be pure, it has to state that it's organic and it's certified and all these things. And so tell us more about what really should be on that spice label. And something like sterilization, that's something we don't know anything about as consumers. So tell us more about that.
Right. Well, I do know that there are some sterilization processes with chemicals like ethylene oxide and things like that, that should be on the label. Oftentimes, things like when they're irradiated, which uses radiation to sterilize the herbs and spices, it's not put on the label. So you want to look for organic products. You want it to say non-GMO. You want it to say non-irradiated. Those are things to look for.
Yeah. And so we're, so if it doesn't say that, then it's probably likely that, that it is GMO and irradiated and all of those things, even though it just looks like the herb or spice in the bottle.
That's correct. And a lot of times, spices these days are, the blends are filled with preservatives, fillers, MSG, flavor enhancers, you know, like MSG, and that should be on the label, but oftentimes it is not.
It's not required. Well, I thought that for food products, the spices, are they not labeled like a food product? Because for food products, you're supposed to list all the ingredients.
Yeah, and sometimes they should be listed on all the ingredients, but oftentimes they're not. For instance, if you have a gluten allergy, they're not all gluten-free. There could be different wheats and fillers inside of the spice blend. So you really want to watch the ingredients.
So would it say something like filler and maybe not specify it?
Pardon me?
Would it maybe say filler and not specify that what the filler is?
No, it would say and natural flavors or and other flavors. And sometimes they will say and other artificial flavors. But, you know, things can be, you know, sized.
I know. So I actually have been wanting to do some research lately on what does the term natural flavoring mean? Is there anything you can tell us about that?
Well, I'm not an expert on the natural flavoring, but often what I do know is a lot of times it will say natural flavoring, but that doesn't mean that it's organic, and that doesn't mean that it's not harmful. So that's another thing that you want to, you know, anything like that, you want to just get organic. And if they're gluten-free, they should say they're gluten-free. Oftentimes, you'll look for, like, for instance, my spice blends do not say certified organic, although all of my ingredients are certified organic. They're from a certified organic supplier. But myself as a company, I'm not certified organic. So on the front of the label, you cannot say that they're organic. So you have to look at the ingredients panel on the back. And there on the back of the panel in the ingredients area is where you can say organic oregano, organic basil, organic this, organic that. So, you know, you either want to look for certified organic on the front of the label or you want to read the ingredients on the back and make sure that they say they're organic.
So the certified organic on the front of the label, this is good that we're talking about this because I've been hearing this about personal care products, too, that when they say organic on the label, and also with beds, like you can't call, if it says organic mattress, that means that the company is certified to make an organic mattress and that everything that they do is organic. If it says certified organic on a personal care label, so it's the same with foods, that there's a difference between the ingredient being certified and the product being certified.
Yeah, you're correct. That's right. So, and you just organic. You want to just make sure they're organic. You know that they have not been modified in any way. The pesticides, herbicides, they're not grown with all of those chemicals.
Yeah. Organic is the key word here. Organic.
Organic.
Well, you know, I probably will say several times today just how flavorful your spice blends are because it was just so surprising to me when I first tasted them. It was just like this big wow. And I think that people who haven't eaten organic food don't know about this experience of organic food tasting better. It reminded me of many years ago when I first tasted an organic orange and I went, oh, this tastes like an orange. It doesn't taste like fungicide, you know?
And that's right.
It was the same thing. And I keep having that experience over and over with organic food, having it taste like the actual food instead of what the chemicals are.
That's correct.
We need to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk more with my guest, Deb Masterson, who's the founder of Minnesota Nice Spice. And we'll be right back. Guest today is Deb Masterson. She's the founder of Minnesota Nice Spice. And Deb, didn't you do some traveling and you've seen what it's like with the spices around the world?
Yeah, I'm a pretty avid traveler. So I've been all over the world tasting spices and things just for fun. And it seems like that you can just get spices anywhere in any old market. And they're, you know, they're, because they're fresh from, let's say you went to Granada, the cinnamon and the nutmeg is super fresh and you can really taste the difference. It's kind of like that. When you buy organic things, for instance, I buy in small batches. I buy like 25 pounds at a time. Well, it wouldn't be small to you or the average bear, but
small for a manufacturer.
Yeah, it's fresh because you're making in small batches, just like when you're traveling around the world and you can taste how fresh it is where it's grown. So I think it's really important when you're making spice blends that you're able to taste how fresh that they're supposed to taste. So I've been fortunate enough to be able to travel all over the world, all the Spice Islands and China and just everywhere, and lots of different markets in Morocco and Spain, and it's just wonderful. And I think that the companies that they're few and far between in the United States that buy only certified organic ingredients, but there are a few, and it's important to buy from them, like Frontier Co-op is a good one where you can get lots of certified organic ingredients.
And I can get those right in my local natural food store. So I, whenever I'm buying individual spices, I always buy them organic.
Yeah, that's it's great. And you can really taste the difference. And you can taste how fresh they are because they're really scrutinized. I would say a lot of the spice companies turn away 50% of the spices that come from all over the world just because they're really scrutinized and tested really carefully.
So what are they testing for?
Well, they test them for herbs and herbicides, pesticides, chemicals, genetic modification, all kinds of things.
Oh, the organic ones. Okay. Okay. I get it.
Yeah, they're tested just to make sure that everything is, you know, perfectly organic and they're not tainted.
That's good that they have that safeguard there, because it seems like that a lot of herbs and spices particularly, are grown in other countries. Like, I can grow a lot of herbs in my backyard. Right now, I'm growing parsley and basil and nasturtium flowers and things like that. But things like nutmeg have to come from certain countries that have certain climates. And then some of those are third world countries, and anything could happen there.
That's right. And you don't know what's in the soil either. So that's where the organic certification comes into play. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me, like, your most memorable spice tasting in your travels, like something that really stands out for you. I know I have, one of my most memorable meals when I was traveling was when I was in Germany and my husband and I were taking this boat ride down the Rhine River, and we stopped in this little town, and it happened to be just the week where it was the prime asparagus season. So everybody had asparagus. You would just walk down the street and every little restaurant had an asparagus special. And we went in and we had a meal that was only asparagus, boiled potatoes, and black forest ham. That's all it was. And it was one of the most memorable meals I've ever had.
Oh, my gosh, of course. I think when I think of one of my most memorable experiences was when I was in Granada. I went on a cruise to all of the Spice Islands and Dominica, Granada, Barbados, and on. And when we were on the island of Granada, it was really interesting because there was nutmeg everywhere, and I didn't know much about nutmeg and how the outside of the nutmeg itself, the nut, it's like an act, it looks sort of like a little walnut. And you crack the outside of the nutmeg to get in the nut on the inside. And then it's ground into the nutmeg that you use in your food. So that was an amazing experience. And then on the outside of the actual nutmeg is a little red piece, and that is mace. It's So it's really interesting, all the different aspects of just one little nutmeg.
I buy nutmeg. I don't buy the ground nutmeg anymore. I buy the whole nut, and then I grind it, not grind it, but grate it right when I use it. And it's so fresh and it's so fragrant. And it's I love nutmeg.
It's amazing. It's so good in everything, just chai tea and in your coffee and Alfredo sauce and things like that. But that was really memorable because they were making lots of things. Not only was it educational, but they were making lots of things out of the nutmeg necklaces because they were so fragrant. And it was beautiful jewelry.
I would love a nutmeg necklace. Now I'm going to have to make one.
And then they showed me how you can soak the nutmeg necklace in water for like a half an hour, and then it revitalizes the scent of the nutmeg. So it's really awesome. So I have my nutmeg necklace hanging in my kitchen. It's just awesome.
Oh, what wonderful experiences. I would just love to see all these herbs and spices in their native habitats. That's so great. Now, when I use your products, I'm going to think about that. What a wonderful thing. Wow. Yeah. Well, we need to go to break in about 15 seconds, so I'm not going to ask you, we're not going to start a new question. But when we come back, let's talk about your blends. I have some sitting here, right here on my desk, so we'll talk about those and some other ones. You're listening to Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is Deb Masterson. She's the founder of Minnesota Nice Spice, and she brings her world traveling experience to make these spice blends, and we're going to hear more about how she makes them when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is another Deborah. She's Deb Masterson, founder of Minnesota Nice Spice, and she makes these wonderful, organic, flavorful, super flavorful spice blends. So, Deb, tell us how you put together a spice blend. What's the process of putting all those flavors together?
Well, it's really interesting. Oftentimes, I am inspired from a trip. For instance, I once went to the island of Crete, which is a Greek island where my husband's best friend is from, and spent 3 weeks with his family and learned the flavors of the island. And then I come home and try to replicate different flavors in my own versions. So I'll just put together some different herbs and spices and experiment with them until they taste really good to me. And then I'll gather two people who have really good flavor palettes. For instance, my grandmother, who's 97 and still has all of her taste buds. She's been making spice blends for years. So I'll gather her and another person or two that are really good at synthesizing flavors. And we'll just perfect them. And sometimes it just takes a matter of a few hours. Sometimes it takes several days.
I totally understand that. It's interesting that you use the phrase the flavor of the place, something, words to that effect. I think about that in terms of, I've done a fair amount of traveling, not as much as you, but I've been to Dominica, for example, wonderful island, and I've been to various parts of the British Isles and places. And different places do have different flavors. And one of the things, when I lived in California, I lived in a rural area where there was a lot of still, you know, forests and creeks and things like that. And so the native plants were still there. And so there were flavors of that place, like blue blackberries. We had blackberries all summer. And we had fir trees and learned that the Indians made fir tree tea and things like that. And I was really trying to always eat the flavors of my place. And then I moved to Florida, and it's so suburbanized that I'm still, after 14 years, trying to figure out what is the flavor of my place.
Yeah, they say that different herbs and spices can taste different from country to country just because of mm-hmm. the soils and the way that yeah. they're grown and things like that. So, yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, and I think that people, and I'm not saying this is wrong, what I'm about to say, but I think that people have a lot of attention on, I want to eat Chinese food, or I want to eat Italian food, or whatever, and they don't see what's in their own backyard, literally. And all these flavors of all these places are those flavors because they were eating what was there.
That's right, and eating from the land.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. So my food philosophy is a combination of, I want to eat organic, first of all. I want to eat local as best I can. And that's a very tough thing to do. But I was also raised in San Francisco. So I have this international culinary viewpoint, you know, all these flavors from all over the world, because that's what I was raised with. And so what I like to do is I like to take my local ingredients, my local organic ingredients, and then make them taste like Italy or China or whatever. And so I'll do something like, instead of making Chinese food, I'll make a salad and put soy sauce on it, and then it tastes Chinese. So I really like your spice blends, because I could just take any food, you know, even if it's a organic chicken breast with no skin on it or whatever I'm eating, and it will taste like a place.
Yeah, it'll transform.
Yes.
Transform you right over into Thailand if you try the Thai spice.
Yeah.
And that's really interesting, because that's how I started coming up with the different blends, you know. I wanted to be brought back to the places that I've visited. So
this is so wonderful, because you're, and I didn't even know this when I invited you to be a guest, but it's so in alignment with the way I think. And it's, your spice blends have the authenticity of you actually being in the place and wanting to create what you tasted there, recreate what you tasted there. And that's very different than commercial spice blends, where they just have, you know, scientists in a sterile lab, and they're putting together these flavors, and then they give a consumer taste test that has nothing to do with the original plants and the original people and the cuisine of the place, but yours do.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, the flavors are not only really authentic and unique, because they are my own recipes and my own versions of flavors that I've been fortunate enough to be able to taste from all over. But I also tried to make the graphics, the photos on the jars and the designs on the labels to be really authentic as well. And to really stand out, I noticed when I first started looking in the stores to see who had organic spice blends, that the very few that were out there were very boring. The labels
yeah.
were just, you know, typically have a little leaf on them, or they were green. And because I'm not sure that your listeners know this, but my proceeds help a local art center for artists with disabilities or adults with disabilities. So my sister is the artist on our label, and there's a great little sun logo on them, and a lot of the blends have graphics and designs on them that take you to the region or that speak of that region or remind me of that region. For instance, my Savory Essence has a design on the label, and it was actually a photograph that I took in Morocco. It was a fabric on a chair that I just thought was so beautiful, and I wanted to put it on my very first spice blend, which is the Savory Essence.
I do that, too, when I travel. I take pictures of things like tile floors and fabric patterns and whatever catches my eye that I think is beautiful. Yeah, it just becomes part of you then, those other cultures, and I really like that. I really like that. Wow. when we come back from the break, let's talk about some of your, I want you to describe some of your spice blends so that our listeners know what you have to offer. And you can go to Deb's website. It's at MN, like Minnesota, spice, wait, MNNiceSpice.com. NM, it's not hard to say that, NiceSpice.com. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest is Deb Masterson, founder of Minnesota Nice Spice, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest is Deb Masterson, founder of Minnesota Nice Spice, and the website is mnnicespice.com. And if you go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, I have some recipes that where I've used Deb's spice blends. And one of the things that I did was I took her island spice, which we'll have her tell you about, and I put it on some gluten-free vanilla mini muffins. And what I did was I made the muffins, which are kind of, you know, they're just kind of plain. But then I drizzled melted butter on top of them and put her spice on it before I baked them in the oven. And these are so good. They kind of end up tasting like cinnamon toast, but like more complex than cinnamon. And my whole house smelled wonderful while they were baking. It was just like a really wonderful to smell it and then taste it. And anyway, the recipe for this is there. And also, I made roasted chickpeas, my own roasted chickpeas. Yeah, you might have seen those in bags at the natural food store. But it's easy to make roasted chickpeas. And then I put on them her Lucy's Pub blend. And it was fabulous. And if you make your own roasted chickpeas, you can put any flavors you want. You can just use all the spice blends and have a different flavor every day. So Deb, tell us about the island spice, because this is the first time I've ever seen a dessert spice blend.
Well, I call it Island Spice Dessert Blend because it's all the flavors of the Spice Islands. So it's cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, allspice, ginger, and cardamom. And so some people would consider it a version of like a cross between an apple or a pumpkin spice, like a pumpkin pie spice or an apple pie spice. But it has cardamom in it, and it's just a really nice blend. So it's really good on anything, like any kind of crisp, like an apple crisp or rhubarb crisp, any apple or pumpkin dessert. It's great in like chai tea, oatmeal, French toast, just sprinkled in yogurt.
Yeah, you can just make any food taste like pumpkin or apple pie. I mean, it isn't exactly the spices. It's kind of like pumpkin pie spice, but better.
Right, but it doesn't have any sugar in it. So, for instance, right now, it's such a big craze to have pumpkin spice latte or pumpkin this or pumpkin that. And it's a really healthy way to get all those flavors, but without the sugar. You can always add a little organic brown sugar or something if you like that. But it's just a really nice go-to for anything that you bake.
I actually added a little organic coconut sugar, and I forgot to mention that. So I put on butter and your island spices and a little sprinkle of organic coconut sugar. And What a great topping for a muffin. It was just... But I could also see, like, baking the pumpkin. I roast my pumpkin. I don't get it out of a can. I make roasted pumpkins, and I could just see, you know, taking that roasted pumpkin and putting putting your spice blend on it just right there, and just not even needing to make pumpkin pie.
Right, and leading up to that, another really good blend for that type of thing is the jam and jerk spice. That has cinnamon, clove, thyme, paprika, and garlic, and it just is amazing on pumpkin, roasted squash, sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. If you make your own sweet potato fries, it just gives it so much flavor.
Mm, I don't have that one. That sounds really good. So the other one that I tried was Lucy's Pub Blend, as I said, on the chickpeas. How did that one come to be? Lucy's your sister.
Lucy is my sister, and yeah, she is the artist and the inspiration for Minnesota Night Spice. She, like I said, she goes to an art center for adults with disabilities, and she... she came home one day and said that they couldn't afford their water cooler, so I wanted to help them, and so I started making my own spice blends and started Minnesota Night Spice as a way to help them.
And I want to say to my listeners that Deb gives 100% of her profits to this organization. I mean, yeah, obviously she takes out what it costs to buy the spices and stuff, but she's just, this is an entirely volunteer business for her. She's not making any profit at all. It all goes to help this organization. And so anything that you buy from her, any of these wonderful spices that we're talking about, it all goes to help this program, which I think is wonderful. It's wonderful.
Thank you. It was my way to give back. They actually have really helped Lucy transform her life. I mean, she would just, you know, vacuum carpet at a local furniture store. And not that that is a bad job, but, you know, it wasn't really fulfilling for her. So she loves to do art. We had no idea that she even had these artistic talents until she started at this art center. So it's really been a blessing. So I really wanted to give back because all of the artists there have amazing talents. And they would all be probably stuffing envelopes if it wasn't for this art center. So I just think it's great.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful thing. So what's in Lucy's Pub Blend?
Well, Lucy's Pub Blend is a sea salt base blend. So it has sea salt, celery seed, black pepper, some granulated organic lemon and garlic, a little paprika. It's great on all of the things that Lucy likes. That's why it's named after her. Yes, it's good on burgers and pork chops and steaks and even Bloody Marys.
So, well, it is just like a really good, like, seasoned salt kind of blend that you could just put on anything. I mean, even my chickpeas, and it tastes really good.
Very, very diverse.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell us about some other ones that you like. Well, obviously you like all of them, but what's another one that maybe a lot of our listeners would like?
Well, the Totally Taco is my biggest seller. It's really difficult to find organic taco seasoning, and it's really flavorful. So people really, really, really enjoy it. And it's just a little bit goes a long way, so it's full flavored, no fillers, no preservatives, of course. Another one that I find that people really like these days is the 10,000 Lakes No Salt Blend, and it's called that because of the 10,000 lakes in Minnesota that don't have salt. So, and it's really interesting because I've had people accuse me of putting salt in it because it tastes so good, but it's not. I find that garlic and citrus together really add a lot of flavor to foods without the salt. So it's real garlic and lemon forward.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It is really good, and it's good on just about anything, in soups, on chicken, on vegetables. And you can always add a little bit of salt if you like salt.
Right, right.
But it's a nice option for people who, you know, are watching their intake.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds like that you have something for everyone.
Yeah, there are 17 blends, and again, they're all gluten-free, and they're 100% organic, and they're charitable, and they're all made in small batches, so they're super fresh, and I just love making them, so
I'm laughing with delight, because there are some things where you just get everything right about it, you know, and I just, there's nothing that I could say to make your product any better. You just are doing everything right.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
I wish all products, there are just some products where I just wish all products would be like this, that have the thoughtfulness and the end result being so delicious. And it's just all the way down the line. It's just, well done.
Thank you.
So thank we only you. Have about a minute and a half left. Is there any final words you'd like to say?
Well, I wanted to tell you that recently we had a revelation with our company, and we had a very, I'm not sure if you're know of the Deluxe Corporation. It's a big trucking and office company that's local here in Minnesota, and they have this revolution going on right now. It's a small business revolution, and they have this documentary where they go around the entire country and they interview different small businesses. Mm-hmm. And they are choosing four different companies to receive $25,000 because of what they're doing in their communities as a mm-hmm. small business. And they have Robert Hirschevac from Shark Tank as their ambassador.
Wow.
And he showed up with a camera crew at my door 2 weeks ago and gave me a check for $25,000.
How wonderful. How wonderful for you. You deserve it.
So that they say that what goes around comes around. So
yeah,
all
yeah.
of my hard work is helping me to transform my business into a great little company, and it helps me to pay some of my interns and the people who have been so nice to help me.
We're at the end of the show, but thank you so much, Deb, for being here and for doing what you're doing and setting a good example. You've been listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd. Be well.